Okay, good morning. Today's blot is Daf Nun Tes, but let's begin again on Nun Ches Amud Beis. Again, Cheska Sabbatim deals with disputes between an original owner and a resident. The original owner brings proof that the field was his. The resident has the fact that he's been living here for 3 years without a word of protest from the original owner. So the halacha of chazaka is that 3 years without a word of protest from the original owner greatly weakens the strength of the claim of the original owner, and therefore the resident wins. And we say, well, you know, he doesn't have documentation. Well, after 3 years, he misplaces his documentation. So we've learned that not in all cases would 3 years of residence without a protest be such a good proof. Let's say it's a son living on his father's field. So that's not going to be a good proof, even though that happened for 3 years. Because we say the father didn't protest because it's his son. He doesn't want to fight with his son. He forgives his son. If the resident was doing something that people normally forgive. So again, the fact that there was no protest is not a proof because it wasn't something that people would be upset about. So we learned in the last Mishnah, if the resident put a cow into a field, that's not a proof of ownership. If he built a wall in the field in addition to the cow, that's already activity that if that went on for 3 years with no protest, is in fact proof of ownership. So now the next Mishnah, let's start again, Nun Ches Amud Beis, where we have a list of things. Some are, you know, significant, permanent. If they went on without a protest, that is a good proof that the one doing them really owns it. And then there are things that are, you know, temporary. So the fact that they went on without a protest is not a proof that that the guy who did them was the owner entitled to do them. There are two parts to a gutter system. One is called the mazchila. The mazchila is the big, broad water, let's call it pipe. And then there is the marzev. The marzev is the pipe attached to the mazchila at the end that goes not horizontally, it goes down vertically, and it brings down the water and it discards them.
The drainage.
The drain, good.
The gutter
is the one across, and the leader is the one that goes down. Great. So hamarzev, the leader, ain lo chazaka. So that's not a chazaka. In other words, you have one person is the owner of the house and roof. Next door is his friend, who's the owner of a courtyard. He put a leader that goes down into the friend's courtyard. For 3 years, the friend was quiet. Now the friend wants to move the leader. He says, well, you were quiet for 3 years. That's a proof that I bought the right to have my water come down into your courtyard. The friend says, no, you didn't buy the right. I just didn't protest. It's a temporary thing. The leader sometimes is here, sometimes is there. I wasn't protesting about a temporary thing. So that cause, the idea that the leader is temporary, wins and there is no chazaka. However, v'yeshlim komu chazaka. The place of the leader does have a chazaka. Hamazchila, the gutter though, the big pipe that goes across, that's a permanent construction. A guy built that and there was no protest for 3 years. Yeshlo chazaka, that's already a chazaka that he had bought the right to do that. That's why there was no protest. Sulam HaMitzri, if I put up in my friend's courtyard a small ladder, the Egyptian ladder, Eilo chazaka, the fact that he didn't protest for 3 years doesn't mean that I had purchased the right to put ladders in his courtyard. Because since it's a small ladder, as we'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't even have four rungs. Therefore, he knew it was going to be moved around. It was temporary, and that's why he didn't protest. So his lack of protest is not a proof that my case is strong. However, Ulitsuri, but the Tyrian ladder, which is a big ladder and permanent, and the fact that he left it there for 3 years without protesting what I did, yesh lo chazaka, that's a proof that I, in fact, purchased the right to put the big ladder there. Chalon HaMitzris, ein lo chazaka, a small window. He has a house, and next to his house is my field. And he opens up a little window in his wall, an Egyptian window. And he's claiming that he bought the right to open up this window to be able to observe his fields that are beyond my field. So ein lo chazaka, that's not a chazaka, even though that went on for 3 years without me protesting. Because these small windows usually get filled up quickly, so I didn't protest because it was temporary. However, the tourist, but if you built a big window, a Tyrian window, yesh lo chazaka, so that already is a chazaka. If that went on for 3 years without me protesting, that's a proof that in fact he purchased that right. Ezui chalona mitzvah, what is the Egyptian window?
Exactly.
It's a small window. So what's a small window? Kol shein rosh shaladim yachli kanes lesocha. It's so small, you can't even get a human head in it. It's smaller even than a face. Rabbi Yehuda Omer yesh lamalvein. Rabbi Yehuda though says, you're saying that every small window that goes on for 3 years without a protest is not a chazaka. I'm telling you it depends. If the small window has a frame, even though a person can't put his head in it because it's so small, but since it has a frame, it is permanent. So if it went on for 3 years, there is a chazaka for that. Says the Gemara, what does the Mishnah mean that the drain, that doesn't have a chazaka, but the place of it has a chazaka. That means there is a chazaka. So three answers. I'm Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. This is what it means. Hamar zevein lo chazaka miruach achas. If I'm the owner of the roof and house, and I put my drain on the right side of the gutter, so you, the owner of the courtyard, left it there for 3 years without saying anything, so now you want to move it, so you can move it. My claim that I bought that side is not true. However, yeshlim komu chazaka, mishtei ruchos, but the place of it does have a chazaka. My claim that I bought the right to set up a drain is credible. Where the drain was set up is not, I haven't staked out a claim because people usually move the drain around. So that's why he didn't protest where it was, because he figured it would be moved around. But that he didn't protest the very existence of the drain, that's not reasonable. Why wasn't he protesting? So therefore, he can move it from the right to the left, but he can't uproot it entirely. Rabbi Chanina said, you know what it means? Amar zevein lo chazaka. The drain doesn't have a chazaka. Shemaya aruch mekatzro. Oh, I'm sorry, the leader doesn't have a chazaka. Shemaya aruch mekatzro. If it was long, the owner of the courtyard can shorten it. He can say, listen, I allowed you, or I sold you the right to have your water come into my courtyard, but not that it should really disturb me. I need some of the space for my animals to stand there. However, yeshlim komo chazaka, the place of it has a chazaka, shimbala okro, if he wants to uproot it, eno okro, we'd say to him, you can't uproot it because 3 years went by without you protesting its existence. So that's a proof you sold the right for the leader to be into your courtyard. And Rabbi Yirmiyah gave the third answer. Amar zevein lo chazaka, the drain doesn't have a chazaka, that means shimro to live those tacht of bonet. If the owner of the courtyard wants to build underneath the drain, he can do so. As he said, I never gave you permission to take away that space. But yeshlim komo chazaka. But still, the place of the drain has a chazaka. Shembala okro, if he wants to uproot the drain entirely, eino okro, that he can't do, because the fact that he allowed the drain to be there for 3 years without a protest is in fact a proof that he sold the right to have a drain going into his field. Yeah, question. But I think Baruch had a question.
No, but the drain, you cannot move the drain, Rabbi, from right to left.
They
left.
Move it, no, they did.
But it depends how the slope of the roof is, you know, which way the drain is.
About where the water leads to.
So you're talking about the leader, right?
Yeah, the leaders.
So the leader is hooked up to the drainage.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. You're in real estate, right? You're in real estate, right?
Not in the litter business.
Okay.
Who can put the water? You direct the water where it's at the bottom, and who gets the benefit?
Yeah.
Not that I had this exactly a few months ago.
Wow.
When he planted his land, the water get to the other neighbor.
Ah.
Went to the city.
To Joseph's house.
He had to put
gutters.
Retaining walls.
Okay.
By the neighbor.
It's
It'd have to go on for 3 years without the neighbor protesting to have a chazaka.
No, it's happened. You just finished the job.
Masi Shehaya.
Beautiful. Yeah, David, a question.
This is happening with an acquisition, so if we're saying that it's a chazaka that you purchased, you come with a claim that I bought this right, then why do we have the right to distinguish to shorten the right in a sense, or change the right?
Because we're saying, because the right really is, the fact that the guy was quiet about it for 3 years, but it's a temporary thing. So the fact that he was quiet about a temporary thing is not such a proof that the claim of acquisition is so strong. But what is strong about the claim of acquisition is that there was an acquisition, but the details of where that acquisition gets played out, that he doesn't have such
we're
a strong
saying,
claim
saying,
to that.
You're saying the time frame of the usage is what creates the premise that he owns it, but you're saying that usage, which is what exists, isn't the right. It's
not so permanent because it's temporary. So we say, yeah, you did own it, but not that you owned this particular pathway. You owned, in general, Makomo Chazaka. There will be a drain, but where the drain, how the drain, that he never bought that right.
What the halakha would be if I came and I bought the next house and it was there, and I'm new neighbor. I'm sure.
Yeah, we would say we continue whatever was there before.
It's over.
No, if what was before was for 3 years, then that was it. You're stuck with it. So now the Gemara challenges this last explanation, that what it means is that the leader has a chazaka, but the guy in the courtyard can build underneath it. He can't uproot it. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Maschila, the drain, the gutter, the more permanent pipe, Yesh la chazaka. If that's built without a protest for 3 years, it's a chazaka. So Bishmal Amadamar Hanach Tarti, if we talk about the first two explanations, you know, moving it from the right to the left, or shortening it, so Shapir, say, okay, but when it comes to the bigger pipe, you can't shorten the bigger pipe, you can't move it from one side to the next. El Amanda Amar Shimratza Livnos Tachta of Bona. But if we're saying that in the Maschila, the fact that it doesn't have a chazaka only means that if the owner of the courtyard wants to build under it, he can. So my nafkale mine, why can't he build underneath the big gutter? So look at my answer. It's hachab masfila shel binyan askinan. We're talking about a gutter made of stone. So the man who made the gutter and it was there for 3 years can say to the man of the courtyard, you can't build underneath my gutter. Lo nichali, I don't like the idea, the titrashitai, that you're pounding and constructing and building is going to shake up the stone and make my stones crack. Now, in regards to the drain, as the Shonim explained, drains are made of wood. And since drains are made of wood, you know, pounding and building underneath the wood is not going to make the wood crack the same way pounding and building under stone would make stone crack. I'm Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda is the name of Shmuel. In this case of Tzinor, Mekaliach Mayim L'chatzar Chaveiro, if my friend has a roof and I have a courtyard next door, and his roof is, you know, streaming water into my courtyard, so if that goes on for 3 years, as we say, that's going to go on forever, I can't disprove that he has a right to do that. If it's the other way, Uva Bala Gagla Sotma, if the owner of the roof comes and he wants to block up the pipe, Bal Chatzar Ma'akevalov, I can stop him. I can say, no, you can't stop the pipe. So I'm relate, because I tell him like this. The same way, 3 years going by without a protest is a proof that you purchased a right into my courtyard, to throw water into my courtyard. The fact that there was water going into my courtyard for 3 years without you saying anything means that I bought the water from your courtyard. I bought the water from your roof, because I need the water to feed my animals. So you have no right now to steal the water from me and stop the water from coming into my courtyard. For me, there was an acquisition on your water from your roof for me to use for my animals. And that's a likely claim. That makes sense. 3 years went by without him saying anything about my taking all the water coming into my courtyard. That means that I bought the right to the water from his roof into my courtyard. And therefore, he has no right to now unilaterally stop the water from coming into my courtyard. Itmar, we learned. Rav Oshia, Amar Rav Oshia said, that he agreed with this halacha ma'akiv, that the owner of the courtyard can stop the owner of the roof. Rav Chama disagreed. Rav Chama said, no, eino ma'akev. I, the owner of the courtyard, do not have an ability to stop the owner of the roof. The owner of the roof had a chazaka for his water to go into my courtyard. That doesn't mean that by definition there's also a chazaka of the owner of the courtyard to be getting the water from the owner of the roof. Azal, such a question came up. Shaila l'Rabisa, they asked Rabisa. Amaluhu ma'akev. And Rabisa also said, yes, the owner of the courtyard can stop the owner of the roof from unilaterally stopping the stream of water. Kariyale Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama said about this case, this is the fact of halacha based on the pasuk in Kohelas. Kohelas says, v'achuta meshulash, and a threefold cord, lo b'meheri yinatek. That's something that doesn't easily get cut. It has three cords. So too, here you have three generations, all of the same halachic opinion. So Reb Oshia, so here you have Reb Oshia who said that the owner of the courtyard can stop the owner of the roof, because he's Benosha Rabbi Chama, he's the son of Rabbi Chama. Now Rabbi Chama actually disagreed with his son. Rabbi Chama said that the owner of the courtyard cannot stop the owner of the roof, but Reb Oshia, Reb Chama himself, was Benosha Rabbi Bisa, was the son of Rabbi Bisa. So the fact that the grandson and the grandfather are on the same side of the halachic position, that they both say that if there is a chazakah of the roof going into the courtyard, there's also a chazakah the other way, of the courtyard getting from the roof, and therefore the owner of the courtyard can stop the owner of the roof from stopping the water. And since both grandfather and grandson said it, it's like three generations. It's like a threefold cord. You have a Talmud Chacham, who's the first cord, then his son is the second cord, and his grandson is the third cord. And so the fact that the grandson and the grandfather are on the same side, that's a threefold cord that won't break. If you have three generations with Torah, then the Torah will not stop from that family. And so that is, in fact, the halacha. All right, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, again, is telling us that temporary things put into a courtyard, even though they are left in the courtyard without a word for 3 years, don't create a chazaka that a person bought rights in the courtyard. Permanent things put into a courtyard do create a chazaka that the person bought rights into the courtyard. Hey, what's the case of the Egyptian ladder, which is temporary? They answered in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yana, I call Shein Lo Arba Chavakim, a small ladder that doesn't even have four rungs. Chalona Mitzris, if there was an Egyptian window, namely a small window, to observe what's going out in the fields outside. So even though that's looking now into my courtyard, ain la chazak, even though it went on for 3 years without me protesting, there's no chazaka. But if there's a chalon atzuri, if there is a big window looking out into my courtyard, it went on for 3 years, it is a chazaka. Why, in regards to the ladder, the Mishnah not tell us what is the small ladder and the big ladder? We needed the Gemara to say that the small ladder is less than four rungs. And why, in regards to the window, the Mefarish should explain that a small window is that you can't get ahead through it. Answers the Gemara, Mishnah Kabaya Flugi Rabbi Yehuda B'Seifa. Because in regards to the small window, we want to tell you the Chiddush of Yehuda, that even when it's a small window he holds, there is a chazaka, as long as there is a frame. So therefore we have to tell you, what is the small window? I'm Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira explained, Lamata Midalat Amos, if the owner of the house makes a very large window, but it's within 6 feet of the floor, so then, yesh lo chazaka. That's the case when he has a chazaka. And v'yachol imchos, if he makes such a big window, I, the owner of the courtyard next to his house, can protest and say, hey, you're ruining my privacy. You walk by, you see what I'm doing in my courtyard. However, l'malam y'arba'amos, if he made the big window higher than 6 feet from the floor, so when he walks by, he can't even look through the window. So then, ain't no chazaka. The fact that I left it there and I didn't protest is not a chazaka to anything, because it wasn't harming me. And if he does it, meirosh, ain't no yachol imchos. If he does it from the initially, I can't stop him, because it's not really harming me. That is the view of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Loya Amar, Rabbi Loya says, afilu l'mala me'arba amos, even above four amos, you're right, ain't lo chazaka if you put a big window there. But above 6 feet, there's no chazaka for my lack of protest. But if he wants to do it at the beginning, yachol imchos, I can protest and stop him. So lim b'kofen al-mido stom kamifliki. So maybe the argument is whether we force people to be nice and not to act like the people of Stom, that wouldn't help somebody out even when there was no cost to them. Mar savar kofen and mar savar ain't kofen. One is of the opinion that we do force people to be nice, and one is of the opinion that we don't force people to be nice. So since Rabbi Zeira holds kofen al midas stom, we force people to be nice when it's no harm to them. So it's no harm to me, the owner of the courtyard, when my neighbor, the owner of the house, puts in a big window over 6 feet. Because over 6 feet, when he walks by, he doesn't see what's in my courtyard. Because he doesn't reach that high. Most Jews are short. He doesn't get to be that high. So since he doesn't get to be that high, it's not going to cause me a damage. So Rabbi Zeira says, it doesn't cause you a damage, Zev. You can't protest. But Rabbi Law holds that even though it doesn't cause me a damage, I can say, still, you know what? I'm worried. Maybe it will cause me a damage. I don't know. I want to be a nasty guy. I can be a nasty guy. So you can't have windows opening up into my property. So I could protest. So Gemara says, look, Tukuli Alma Kofen Almida Stom. Everybody agrees that we force Zev to be a nice guy, not to act like the people of Stom. So why would Rabbi Law say that Zev can protest the window that's so tall? Shani Acha, a window that's so tall is not Mida Stom. It's not that there's no loss to me. There is loss to me. So Amale, I can tell my neighbor, what do you mean you put up this window? Zimna de Mosav to Sharshiv Shavtutach. Sometimes you're going to put a little stool underneath the window. Climb on the stool and now look out on my field and cause me damage. Vikachazis, you're going to see what's going on in my field. Maybe it's Ayin Hara, other forms. Just in general, I don't have privacy. And I don't. It's not mine. I can't, you know, avoid your prying eyes. Therefore, I can protest. Hahu, there was a man, Asa Lakamid Reb Ami. He came in front of Reb Ami. And he was, his neighbor was trying to stop him. I'm opening up this window that was above 6 feet. Shadri l'kam to Rabbi Bar Mamo. So Rabbi Ami sent him to Rabbi Bar Mamo. Amalei, and he said to him, Avad leki Rabbi La, he passed like Rabbi La, namely, that in fact the neighbor wins and he can't open up the window. Amar Shmuel said now another halacha. The Mishnah said that a small window doesn't create a chazaka. That's because a small window is temporary. Yeah, he made a little crack to see what's going on in his field, which is past my field. That's temporary. I wasn't protesting. But ula'ora, if he makes a small window to get light, people always need light. That's not temporary. So if you do kolshu, even a small crack-sized window, if the window is there for light, then I knew it was permanent. If I knew it was permanent and I didn't protest, that creates a chazak that he bought that right. If you do kolshu, even a little bit, yesh lo chazaka, creates a presumption that he bought it and his side wins. All right, now talking about the next item that maybe if it goes on for 3 years, there is a chazaka, maybe there isn't. Haziz, a little ledge, a little beam, going from my friend's house into my courtyard. Ad tefach, if it's at least a tefach. Yesh lo chazaka, that was put out into my courtyard and I left it there for 3 years without protesting, then he can claim, and he would win in his claim, that he bought that right, and there is a chazaka. V'yachol imchos. Now if a guy wants to put a ledge out into my courtyard at tefach, I, the owner of the courtyard, can protest. Pachos mi tefach, if the ledge was less than a tefach and it was there for 3 years with no protest, ein lo chazaka, that doesn't mean that he bought the right to do that. Ve'ein yachol limchos, and he cannot protest. We'll see who can't protest. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Mani. Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Mani. Ve'amri la, some say, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Mani. It was Rav Yaakov who said in the name of Rav Mani. Hichzik b'tefach, if the neighbor who has the house has used the courtyard airspace up to a tefach with his ledge, he has a right to now make a ledge of 4 tefachim. I said, wow, how can you say that? My comment, what does that mean? He had a right for a tefach that went on for 3 years. How do you then say 4 tefachim? So I'm Rabbi, explain, Achi Kamer, this is what money means. If he had a ledge that was a tefach wide, but 4 tefachim long, So that means four tefachim long already sounds like he had a right of a makom chashuv, of a significant amount of space. So significant amount of space is four tefachim by four tefachim. So if he had a right, if he clearly had a right of a tefach by four tefachim, that really means he probably had a right of four tefachim by four tefachim. Hirsik baruch of arba. But if he would have a tefach by three tefachim, then no, that doesn't mean he has a right to go out to four tefachim. If he already had four tefachim of length, then he probably also had four tefachim of width, and then he can go out four tefachim. Now we deal with that last line of the mission, which was difficult. Yeah, question.
Rabbi, so if I put a bench in somebody's, you know, courtyard.
Okay.
Okay, and 3 years they don't protest that.
Yeah.
So that area of the, you know, the bench, it become mine? Is that what they're saying?
If it's a stone bench that can't be moved around and it's permanent, that means that you bought it. You bought that area. Otherwise, he...
Movable
not, because movable he didn't protest, because he figured you're going to move it around. So what do I need a protest for?
And if I build one stone here, you know...
Yeah, that would be a sign of ownership, yeah. That's right. The fact that he didn't protest shows that he sold it to you. So now the last line of the Mishnah. Pachos mitefach, if the, you know, little ledge was less than a tefach, ein lo chazaka. So he doesn't have a chazaka that he bought that right. Ve'eino yachol limchos, and he can't protest. Who can't protest? Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna explained like this. Lo shanu, what it means is, ela balagag bebalachotzer. The owner of the roof, who puts this little ledge out, he can't protest against the owner of the courtyard. In other words, if the owner of the courtyard wants to hang things on this ledge, he can do so. Why? Because there's not going to be any hezekriya. Remember, he's low. He's putting stuff up on the ledge. He's not looking into the house. So the owner of the beam, the owner of the house, can't complain that... you know, oh, but you're looking into my house. No, he has no right to complain. And in fact, the owner of the courtyard can cut down this ledge, because as we said, there's no chazak about the ledge. So if he can cut down the ledge, he can certainly use the ledge. And that's what the Mishnah means. Eino yachol limchos, that means the owner of the house can't protest about the owner of the courtyard using the ledge. But if we said that the owner of the roof has no chazaka in this little ledge, so therefore the owner of the courtyard, Yachol Imchos, can protest if the owner of the roof wants to use the ledge, and he can stop him, and he can stop the ledge from even being there. So that's one way to read the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda said the way to read the Mishnah is like this. The owner of the roof doesn't have a chazaka, doesn't have a winning claim that he owns this right. And afilu bal chatzer b'bal agag, and you're right, the owner of the roof couldn't stop the bal chatzer from using the ledge. But even the other way, even the owner of the courtyard to stop the owner of the roof, eino yachol limchos, he can't stop the owner of the roof. He can't protest him. So Gemara says, what does that mean? Lema behezek ri'ya kamiflgi. Maybe they're arguing about the question that we had in the beginning of the Masechta. Is it damage when somebody is seeing what I'm doing in my area? Mar savar shmei hezek. One who holds that I, the owner of the courtyard, can stop the owner of the roof from using the ledge is because if he uses the ledge, he's going to be seeing into my house or my courtyard, and that's damage, so I can stop him. Omar Savar, and the other opinion, holds Lav Shmei Hezek, it's not Nezek, so I can't stop from using the ledge because it's no damage. Look, no. The Kuli Alma Shmei Hezek. Everybody agrees that if he's seeing what I'm doing in my courtyard, that is a damage to me. Shani Yacha, but here where it's such a small ledge, to Amar Le, the owner of the roof, can say to me, the owner of the courtyard, Le Tashmishta Lochazi, the tiny ledge. I can't use it, I can't go stand on it. It's less than a tefach. It's less than 3 inches. So Lamai, what am I using it for? Limit Labamidi. So when I'm on my roof with my laundry, maybe I'll hang something on this ledge. You know what, Mahajan Apai, I'm gonna move my face away. Vitalina Bain, I'll hang things on it. And since there's not going to be any Hezekriya, and the beam can be used in such a way where it won't cause hezek ri'ya, That's why if the owner of the roof put up such a beam, the owner of the courtyard can't protest the usage of this beam. Because it's not going to be Hezek Re'iyah. So the Gemara says, V'idach, what about Rav Huna? Why does he disagree? Amar leis. Because he'll say, the owner of the courtyard can say, Zimna de Be'isis. Sometimes when you are at the edge of your roof, you'll get startled. You'll be afraid of falling off the roof. So you're not going to be standing with your back to my courtyard, dropping things on the beam. You're going to turn around to watch where you're walking and carefully put things on the beam. Then you're going to be staring down into my courtyard. So you're going to be violating my privacy. So I'm protesting. You can't do that. And that's why Rav Huna thinks that that is a good claim, and he could, in fact, protest.
But I assume that the beam is wide enough for him to stand on. I mean, just to...
No, it's not wide enough for him to stand on. He's standing on the roof, but he's using the beam that protrudes out into his friend's courtyard.
That's not an Egyptian beam, Rabbi?
It is an Egyptian beam, but it's very small. You're right. It's not a Tyrian beam. It's not a big beam. It's a small beam. It is an Egyptian beam. Yeah, that's an Egyptian beam. But an Egyptian beam is not the same thing as an Egyptian window or an Egyptian ladder.
Why may they want to use the small size they use Egyptian, you know, in front of? Why?
I think because of the coins. Because the coins, the Tyrian coins were heavier. And the Egyptian coins were lighter, so Egyptian is always small, and so Lebanese is always big.
I thought maybe they had a small breeze, you know.
No. Next Mishnah. Lo yiftach Adam chalonosav l'chatzer ha-shutfin. A person is not allowed to open up his window, even though he's opening his window to a courtyard where he's a partner. Lakach bayis b'chatzer acheres. If a person buys a home in another courtyard, lo yiftachenu b'chatzer ha-shutfin, he can't open up a doorway into the jointly owned courtyard. Bana ali al gabei beiso, if he builds an attic on his house, lo yiftachenu b'chatzer ha-shutfin, he can't open from the attic directly into the jointly owned courtyard, because the other neighbors say you're going to increase the traffic in the courtyard that harms us. Elim Ratza, what he can do is within his own home, bonus acheder lifnim mibeso, he may build a room within his own house, ubon ali al gabe beso, and he can open up another floor on top of his room, uposchel asof beso, and open it up into his own house, and then, so he's giving up his privacy, but he's not causing the other neighbors to lose in the courtyard. So Gemara asks, Mayuri l'chatzer ha-shutfin, why does the Mishnah say you can't open up a window to a jointly owned courtyard? Afiyu l'chatzer chaveir namilo, I can't, if I own a house, and next to me there's my friend who owns a courtyard, I can't open up a window into my friend's courtyard. So Gemara says, of course, let me buy a kamar, I didn't even need to tell you that. Lo mi bai, there's no need to tell you l'chatzar chaveir d'lo, that I can't open up a window from my wall into my friend's courtyard. Because of course that would cause him hezek re'iyah, that would be violating his privacy. Aval l'chatzar ha-shutin, but to a jointly owned courtyard where I'm already a partner. D'amar leh, where I say, listen, sof ha-gabai sits t'nui minoi b'chatzar. Whenever I'm in the courtyard, you need to hide yourself from me, because I have a right to be in the courtyard. So now I can have my window into the courtyard too. Kamashman, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. D'amar leh, the neighbor, the partner can tell me, Ada idna till now b'chatzar habin it's t'nui minach. When you were in the courtyard, I had to hide from you. Hashta, but now if you're going to have a window into the courtyard, afilu b'bayis nami, even when you're in the house, b'ina it's t'nui minach, I need to hide myself from you, and therefore that's not right.
So just to be clear, about the person owns the field, and then he jointly owns the next courtyard.
He owns his house.
And
he's a jointly owner of the courtyard with others. Those others can stop him from opening up a window into the courtyard. Because they say, listen, yeah, you're a partner with us in the courtyard. So we watched ourselves and maintained our privacy when you walked around our courtyard. But we don't want to have to also watch ourselves from when you're in the house. Tana Rabbanan, and our sages taught us in a braisa. There was a story with a person, Shapasach Alona v'chatzar ha-shutfin, who opened up windows into the jointly owned courtyard. Uval ufnei Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, and he came in front of Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, Amar lo, Rabbi Shmuel said to him, Hechzakta b'ni hechzakta. You have a chazaka. He said, if those other shutfim, so on, didn't protest, there is a chazaka. And therefore, he said, it is a chazaka. But he went to Rabbi Chiya, he said to him, no, you need 3 years, you don't have 3 years. I don't agree with Rabbi Shmuel, you can have a chazaka right away. So you got to patachti, you worked hard to open up the windows. You got to stone, work hard and close them up.